It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hartman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good morning and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where today your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you for the Marauders pregame show, and we wish a happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Much love and thanks to all the moms who support and work hard and do so much for us worldwide. We thank you on this beautiful Mother's Day in Bradenton, Florida. Blue skies all around as the Marauders and Tarpons square off for the sixth and final game of this six-game series. The Tarpons winning each of the first four in a row. The Marauders cut 3-2, snapping a four-game losing streak. The Tarpons still hot. They've won seven of their last nine games and are still just one game back in first place. The Marauders, in the meantime, are just a half game of first place, where the Clearwater Threshers and Fort Myers Mighty Muscles both sit atop the West Division standings. We'll get into the starting lineups and the pitching matchup a little bit later. But first on the pregame show, coming up next, we will have our weekly farm report from AAA and AA. John Moses, the voice of the AA Altoona Curve, and Andrew Kappas of the AAA Indianapolis Indians have their contributions to this week's Pirates Farm Report. That's coming up next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show, where, as promised just before the break, we have our weekly Pirates Farm Report with contributions from AAA and AA in the Pirates organization. We begin with AAA, the Indianapolis Indians. Here's Andrew Kappas.
With the Indianapolis Indians, I'm Andrew Kappas. Last night proved to be one for the prospects in Indy, as Roansy Contreras dazzled and O'Neill Contreras allowed just one hit over four shutout frames and fanned six batters before exiting in favor of rehabbing big leaguer Dwayne Underwood Jr. With Indy this season, Contreras has allowed just one run in 10 and a third innings, and the righty has piled up 16 strikeouts in just three starts. O'Neill Cruz gave Contreras all the run support he would need en route to a four RBI night. Cruz blasted a double to right center field, then followed with a 113-mile-per-hour off-the-bat solo shot into the batter's eye. Ji-Hwan Bae continues to heat up after a sluggish AAA start, and the super utility man is now 11 for 27, dating back to April 29th with a pair of long balls and 7 runs knocked in. Meanwhile, Mr. Consistency Cal Mitchell continues to just collect hits. After going 2 for 5 Saturday night, his average sits at 310. His longest streak this season without a hit is just 2 games, and that spell has only occurred once. Indianapolis wraps up a homestand with the Louisville Bats at 1:35 this afternoon. With Indianapolis, I'm Andrew Kappas.
With the road-weary Altoona curve, I'm John Moses. Entering play on Sunday, Altoona is 4-7 on their 12-game road trip after dropping the final 4 games of their series in Akron last week. The curve have dropped 3 of their last 4 in Erie and need a victory on Sunday to ensure a split of the 6-game set with the Seawolves. The road trip hasn't been all bad, as right-hander Kyle Nicholas has found his groove. Acquired in the Jacob Stallings trade this past offseason, Nicholas threw 12 2/3 scoreless innings in road games to start his season in Altoona, including 5 scoreless innings last week at Akron and 5 innings of 1-run ball on Thursday at Erie. Being in the Northeast is good news for the Massillon, Ohio native, who spoke about just how much it means to him to see familiar faces in the crowd.
I mean, it's been awesome. You know, I've been reflecting last night and then this morning just how special it is to be able to have the support from my family and friends and have them be able to come out. It's really been awesome. And, you know, I was kind of excited about that when I got traded here and just knowing that all the affiliates are pretty close to home. So it's been really, really awesome. My parents would come travel down to Florida, but it's been tough for my grandparents to get down there. So, and they've already watched me pitch a couple times this year. Just seeing them be able to come watch, and it's always good looking up in the stands and knowing you got family and friends up there.
In a remarkable twist of fate, Nicholas faced his former high school battery mate in the start against Erie. Top Tigers prospect Dylan Dingler and Nicholas led the Jackson High School Panthers to an Ohio State title as seniors, and Dingler went 1-for-2 with an RBI single against his former ace.
I mean, he stepped in the box, and I made sure I didn't look at him. I probably would have started laughing or something, but he jumped on that first pitch, and I was, you know, too sure. It wasn't a very good pitch, so it was definitely one that he easily handled, so he could have been looking for anything, but that pitch, you know, that was just right in his wheelhouse, so not going to throw that again, hopefully.
Altoona sends righty Mike Burrows to the mound in the series finale on Sunday afternoon at 1:35 in Erie. With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses.
Our thanks once again on this Sunday afternoon for John Moses of the AA Altoona Curve and Andrew Kappas of the AAA Indianapolis Indians for their contributions to this weekend's Pirates Farm Report. We'll step aside. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups for you as well as today's pitching matchup here in the series finale in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursday tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Leacom Park, where it's time to meet today's starting lineups for this Sunday series finale. We begin with the visiting Tampa Tarpons, a record of 13-12. They're now in third place in the West Division, just one game back of first place. Here's how the Tarpons, managed by Rachel Balkovec, will look today. Shortstop Alexander Vargas will lead off. The DH today is Jason Dominguez, getting the half day off, not playing center field here in the series finale. First baseman Anthony Garcia bats third, with center fielder Madison Santos
in the cleanup spot. Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman, bats fifth. Right fielder Alan Mejia bats sixth. Catcher Ben Rortvedt on major league rehab assignment from the Yankees is batting seventh. He's working his way back from a right oblique strain. Left fielder Reimfer Salinas bats eighth. And the second baseman Luis Santos bats ninth for the Tarpons, who sent 20-year-old right-hander from Venezuela to the mound, Josue Panaqual. He's had a strong season, 3.45 ERA across his first four starts, a 1.15 whip, and he has struck out 17 batters over 15 and two-thirds innings. Opponents are batting just 183 against Panaqual. Here for the homestanding Marauders, a record of 14-12. They are in second place in the West Division, just a half game back of first place Fort Myers and Clearwater. Here's how the Marauders, managed by Jonathan Johnston, will look here in today's finale. Shortstop Sung Che Chang leads off with first baseman Brandon Dixon swinging a scorching hot bat lately, batting second. Right fielder and Pirates number 21 prospect Rodolfo Nolasco bats third, with center fielder Jace Bowen hitting cleanup. The DH is Jacob Gonzalez after getting the night off last night. Gonzalez hitting fifth. Third baseman Juan Jerez bats sixth. The second baseman is Mike Jarvis. He hits seventh. Catcher Jacob Goldfarb hits eighth. And left fielder Randy Romero bats ninth for the Marauders, who send 21-year-old Dominican right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario out to the hill. Del Rosario, 5.52 ERA. He has 13 strikeouts over 14 and two-thirds innings. Opponents have fared pretty well against him so far. Hitting 305 on the season against the right-hander. But Del Rosario, with his last outing, pretty sharp and a step in the right direction. He went five innings, allowing two runs, only one earned, while striking out three. There are your starting lineups and today's pitching matchup for this Mother's Day series finale between the Marauders and the Tarpons. And that's a wrap here on the pregame show. We'll step aside when we come back. First pitch is coming your way. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to Standing Fireworks Show, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. the first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Leacom Park, and again, a happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there this afternoon. We celebrate Mother's Day here in Bradenton this afternoon. Again, we give much thanks and much love to all the moms out there listening and watching today. Throw down to second base by Marauders catcher Jacob Goldfarb as right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario finishes his warm-up tosses. 21-year-old from Santiago in the Dominican Republic is set to make his fifth outing of the 2022 season. Shortstop Alexander Vargas, a switch hitter who will bat left-handed against the righty, digs in for the Tarpons to lead off today's series finale. Here's the windup by Del Rosario in the game's first pitch. It's taken high for ball one, and we're underway right on the dot, noon Eastern time. 84 degrees and sunny here at Leacom Park. The 1-0 pitch coming, a swing and a miss through a fastball. The free-swinging Vargas has a batting average down at 172 on the year. Two home runs, eight RBI. Del Rosario deals the 1-1. Fastball is at the knees for strike two, 95 on the heater. Alexander Vargas, Jason Dominguez, Anthony Garcia, top three in the order for Tampa. The 1-2, swinging a high fly ball out to right field. A few steps back, Nolasco still moving back, backpedaling onto the warning track. He makes the catch for out number one. Let's meet the Marauders' defense today. In the outfield from left to right, it's Randy Romero, Jace Bowen, and Rodolfo Nolasco. On the infield, Juan Jerez starts at third base, Sung Che Cheng at shortstop, Mike Jarvis at second base, Brendan Dixon, and the catcher is Jacob Goldfarb. Here's Jason Dominguez from the left side. The pitch, Dominguez check swings one foul over the Tarpons dugout, third base side. The Marauders with a 3-2 win in last night's game, ending a four-game losing streak, their longest of the year. Del Rosario, the 0-1, Dominguez swings and misses. Hander gets the signal from Goldfarb and fires the 0-2. Dominguez with a swing and a foul tip into the mid of Goldfarb. He hangs on, strike three. A deep fly out and a strikeout. Solid start here for Yoelvis Del Rosario. And that will bring up Anthony Garcia. Another look at that last pitch there from Del Rosario. Got Dominguez to chase low and away. Third straight switch hitter at the top third of this order for Tampa. Garcia gets the first offering, takes a big rip and misses the fastball. Garcia went 0-4 last night. That ended an 8-game on-base streak. The windup and the 0-1 toss. Garcia swings big and misses again, strike two. Still, Garcia sporting a .438 on-base percentage, and he's reached base safely in 18 of his 21 games played. Del Rosario with the 0-2 pitch to Garcia. That swung on, popped foul. We'll see another one. Clear blue skies as far as the eye can see. Perfect Sunday afternoon for baseball here on Mother's Day. Del Rosario the motion. The 0-2 again. Garcia takes strike three, and the inning is over. A clean first inning by Yoelvis Del Rosario. We head to the bottom half. Marauders coming up here at Lee Com Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Here we go to the bottom of the first inning. Sung Che Chang will lead off for the Marauders here in the home half of the first on this beautiful Sunday afternoon at Lee Com Park. Yoelvis Del Rosario set the Tarpons down in order in the top of the first as Chang looks at the first pitch here, a knee-high strike, 0-1. This is 20-year-old right-hander from Venezuela, Josue Panacual, on the mound for the Tarpons. The 0-1 pitch, a swing and a bouncing ball pulled to second. Santos grabs it on the in-between hop and a little underhand flip to Anthony Garcia, in time to get Chang, one away. Let's meet the Tarpons defense this afternoon. In the outfield from left to right, it's Reimfer Salinas, Madison Santos, and Alan Mejia on the infield. Marcos Cabrera starts at third base. Alexander Vargas, the shortstop. Luis Santos, the second baseman. Anthony Garcia, the first baseman. And the catcher, Ben Rortvedt. Here's Brendan Dixon next, way outside. The first pitch misses. Josue Panacual, ERA of 3.3 strike. Brendan Dixon, as hot as they come at the plate. Over his last six games, he's hitting .434. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, a swing and a miss. Good-looking slider from Panacual. He's ahead 1-2. Seven RBI during those last six games as well for Brendan Dixon, who now has four home runs on the year. 1-2 pitch. Slider outside. Bounces off the glove of Ben Rortvedt and rolls away. Rehabbing big leaguer Ben Rortvedt doing the catching tonight after being the DH last night in his first game on rehab assignment. Dixon gets a 2-2 and a swing and a miss at a slider, strike three. First two set down by Josue Panacual. That brings to the plate Rodolfo Nolasco. Nolasco also seeing the ball well lately. Couple more opportunities recently in that three slot in the order. And here on Mother's Day, he's sporting that bright pink bat in the batter's box. Here's the offering. Nolasco check swings a bouncing ball foul into and out of the Marauders' dugout. Juan Jerez reaching out with his right hand. Couldn't grab it. No score here in the bottom of the first. Bases empty and two outs for the Marauders. The 0-1, swing and a dribbler foul at home plate. Rodolfo Nolasco over his last four games, 7-for-17. Two doubles, three RBIs during that span. Panacual working from the first base end of the rubber. Into his windup, the 0-2, Nolasco swings at a breaking ball and misses strike three, and Panacual makes quick work of the Marauders. We're through one already here in Bradenton. No scores, we go to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Com Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds bet Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Marauders right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario with a squeaky clean first inning. And as he is back here to pitch the second at Lecom Park today, he'll face 4, 5, and 6 in the order for the Tarpons. Madison Santos, Marcos Cabrera, Alan Mejia due up for the visitors. Zeros all the way across in all three columns so far. Both teams going in order in their respective halves of the first. Left-handed batting Madison Santos gets the first offering, swings the high fastball and misses. Yoelvis Del Rosario in that top of the first inning, going fly out, strikeout, strikeout. His windup, and the 0-1 to Santos. He takes this one a bit low. Caleb Martin is the plate umpire here in today's series finale. And they're going to challenge that one. Marauders will, and that's been overturned. It's strike two, 0-2 the count. So right before we got the chance to mention the umpiring situation today. There's a pitch in the dirt for ball one. No full automated balls and strikes today. Instead, it's the challenge day. It's been that way the past couple of games. Here comes the 1-2 pitching a little high. No go on the check swing. So Caleb Martin calling the balls and strikes himself, but the ABS technology is still being utilized as for the challenge scenarios. When those arise, 2-2 pitch is up and away. Ball three, Santos works the count full. Matt Watkowski is the base umpire today. Caleb Martin's partner out there. 3-2 from Del Rosario. Madison Santos swinging a miss of the high heater, strike three. Yoelvis Del Rosario looking sharp this afternoon. Now he'll face Marcos Cabrera. Cabrera, 230 hitter this season, 3 home runs, 6 RBI. First toss, low and outside. That fastball sitting pretty consistently today at 95 from Yoelvis Del Rosario. A quick worker, he deals the 1-0. Fastball a little too high. Nobody on with one out, top of the second. Marauders and Tarpons scoreless today. 2-0 pitch. Fastball swung on. Fouled back this way over the roof of the broadcast booth. Last Sunday against Dunedin. 2 runs allowed. Only 1 earned over 5 innings for Del Rosario. Here comes his 2-1. Cabrera takes a bit low. Ball dropped by Goldfarb. And the count runs to 3-1 on the number 5 man in the order. 3-1 toss. Fastball swung on and popped foul over on the first base side, headed toward the Fan Plaza. With the count full, Del Rosario into his windup, and the 3-2 pitch, Cabrera swings and lifts it high in the air to left center field. Randy Romero over toward the left center gap. He is called off by the center fielder, Jace Bowen, who secures it with a two-handed grab. Two away for Tampa in the second. And here comes Afton. Righty on righty matchup. Del Rosario deals and delivers a knee high strike. Alan Mejia, 6 foot, 165 pounds from Bonao in the Dominican Republic. 0-1 pitch. Skips in the dirt. Marauders trying to make it 2 of 6 in this series. Tarpons won each of the first four games. Bradenton coming out on top last night, 3-2. 1-1 pitch, way outside. That four-game losing streak, longest of the year for the Marauders. Windup and the 2-1 offering. Fastball bounced up the middle, a hard one. Backhanded by the second baseman Jarvis near the bag. Throw on to Dixon at first in time, and the inning is over. Three up and three down again. Go the Tarpons. We head to the bottom of the second. Still no score in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Mother's Day here at Leacom Park. We continue to the bottom of the second inning. Marauders and the Tarpons facing off. Here's Jace Bowen taking a first pitch fastball strike from Josue Panacqual. Well, during our pregame ceremonies, a few beautiful ceremonial first pitch moments. A couple of Marauders' moms in town. Jacob Goldfarb's mom, Wyatt Hendry's mom in the house. Some members of Mike Jarvis' family as well. Next pitch is a letter-high strike. Count 0-2 on Jace Bowen. Here's Panacqual with the pitch, and a breaking ball swung on and missed. And bigger part of the count was 1-1. Jace Bowen, 5 home runs, 16 RBI, both leading the team. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed, and quickly down goes Jace Bowen. One away here in the second. We also saw during the inning break, Marty the Marauder delivering some flowers to some of the moms down the crowd today. Here's Jacob Gonzalez. Had the night off last night, a well-deserved rest. He comes in with a .400 batting average and a .480 on base percentage. First toss to Gonzo. Swinging a bouncing ball, pulled foul down the third baseline. Gustavo Amaña thought about taking a stab at it. Thought better of it, let it pass by. It was a pretty hard-hit bouncer. It was 16 RBI for Gonzalez, tied for the team lead with Bowen. And he has reached base safely. Games he has played this season. His first in the Pirates organization. The 0-1, way outside on the Panacqual slider. Gonzalez ranking at or near the top of the Florida State League in multiple major statistical categories. 1-1 pitch, low and outside, and that's ball two. Gonzalez second in the circuit in batting average. Third and on base percentage with that .480 clip. 2-1, he swings and misses, couldn't turn on the inside heater. Leads the league in slugging percentage at .659, as well as OPS 1.139 for Gonzalez. 2-2 on its way. Fastball, got him looking, strike three, and Gonzalez knew it. Good stuff from Josue Panacqual here in the series finale today. 5 up and 5 down by the righty. Juan Jerez trying to give the Marauders their first base runner of the day. The pitch, fastball, just off the outside corner of ball. The windup and the 1-0. Jerez takes that one low for ball two. Like Rodolfo Nolasco last inning, Juan Jerez swinging the bright pink bat here on Mother's Day. A couple of players also with some pink-trimmed cleats down on the field. 2-0 pitch. That's inside, backing Jerez off the plate. 3 balls and no strikes. That strikeout of Jacob Gonzalez, by the way, already the fourth of the afternoon for Panacqual. Is 3-0. Jerez takes low and outside. And Juan Jerez with the two-out walk. Gives us our first base runner of the game by either team. Mike Jarvis will step up next. Strikeout department has been a vital one for Josue. His last start, previous Sunday against Lakeland, struck out 7 across 4 innings. Pitch to Jarvis. He takes a fastball on the outside corner, a strike. Season debut for Panacqual. Started on the second game of the season for Tampa. Struck out 6 over 3 1/3 innings. So the strikeouts pretty frequently there for the right-hander. The 0-1. Fastball grounded up the middle. Base hit into left center. Around second, heading for third is Jerez. Center fielder Santos throws to third. It's going to be close. He's safe on the play. Jerez safe on a head first dive. And up to second goes Mike Jarvis. Good throw from the center fielder Madison Santos. And the tag from Cabrera not quite in time. Jerez losing that batting helmet halfway to third. That was a bang, bang play. Now here's Jacob Goldfarb with a chance to do some damage. Second and third, two outs. No score here in the bottom of the second. Panacqual from the stretch delivers. Goldfarb takes low and inside, dancing out of the way of the pitch. Goldfarb hitting .286 through 9 games this year, a .459 on base percentage. The 1-0. Goldfarb swings and bounces it to the right side. First baseman Garcia grabs it. Underhand flip to Panacqual covering, and he wins the race. The inning is over. The Marauders strand 2. We're through 2 here at Lecom Park. No score. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 50 of the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Rachel Balkovec, first-year manager for the Tampa Tarpons and the first full-time female manager in affiliated baseball history. Heads to her post in the first-base coaching box here at Lecom Park. And rehabbing Yankees catcher Ben Rortvedt will start off the top of the third inning for the Tarpons. Left-handed batter gets the first pitch from Yoelvis Del Rosario. Fastball strike pops the mitt of Jacob Goldfarb. 0-1. Rortvedt rehabbing a right oblique strain. Last night, 1-for-2 with a solo homer. The 0-1 misses low. Rortvedt, native of the Madison, Wisconsin area. Originally a second-round pick by the Twins. Came through the Florida State League in 2018 and 2019, playing for the Fort Myers Miracle. 1-1. Rortvedt swings and misses in front of the off-speed. Marauders and Tarpons, both scoreless here. Rortvedt digs back in. Slightly open stance from the left side. The 1-2 pitch taken high. 96 on the fastball from Del Rosario. Consistently today flashing 95-96 on the radar gun. Rortvedt showing off the 2-2 from the righty. Swinging at a foul tip off of Goldfarb. Rortvedt last spring made his major league debut with the Twins. Came to the Yankees in the Gary Sanchez trade on March 13th this season. Sending Gary Sanchez and Gio Urshela to the Twins. Yankees also acquiring Josh Donaldson and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. 2-2 again from Del Rosario. Low and inside. Skips to the backstop and the count runs full on Ben Rortvedt. Very, very strong individual. Rortvedt, 5'10", 205 pounds of muscle. 3-2 pitch. Rortvedt swings in, grounds one hard up the middle, a base hit into center field. That's his second hit on rehab assignment. And the Tarpons have their first base runner of the game. And the leadoff man aboard here in the third inning. Reimfer Salinas. Bat next. He's a 244 hitter across 14 games. Righty on righty showdown. Del Rosario deals the first pitch to him. Checks his swing at a high fastball. And the Marauders appeal. No go on the check swing. Sunny Sunday afternoon. A gentle breeze blowing out to right center. The 1-0 to Salinas. He takes low and inside. Salinas comes from San Felix in Venezuela. MLB Pipeline's prospect rankings for the organization previously had him at number 30 on the Yankees list. 2-0 offering. He swings and cracks his bat. A slow grounder to third. Jerez charges, throws to second, and the Marauders get him there. Oh, my goodness. What a play by Juan Jerez. And what a job by Mike Jarvis reaching to his backhand side, saving a throwing error while maintaining contact with the bag. Nicely done. It was really looking like Jerez was going to first base all the way, getting the lead runner. That'll bring up Luis Santos. Salinas on first. Santos, the right-handed batter from Mexico. The offering. Fastball in there. A strike. No score between the Marauders and the Tarpons as we play the visiting half of the third. Marauders put two in scoring position in the second, weren't able to bring them home. The 0-1 to Santos. Breaking ball. Drops. Nearly drops into the zone. That's a ball. 1-1. Luis Santos from Paso de la Boca. Mexico, pickoff throw to first, and this gets away from Brendan Dixon and rolls down the right field line. Reimfer Salinas thinks about third base, but stops at second. And that's an errant pickoff move by Yoelvis Del Rosario. That puts a man into scoring position for the Tarpons. That's happened a handful of times to the Marauders this year. Errant pickoff moves, giving base runners that extra bag. And one of the quirks here in Bradenton is that padded sidewall in foul territory slants back toward fair territory. So basically a wild pickoff throw will bounce into right field down the line. Could give runners extra time to advance. Luis Santos takes a pitch high, 2-1. That's as opposed to a padded sidewall that's more parallel to the baseline that may be a little more favorable for a first baseman to go and recover the errant throw. 2-1 on Santos with Reimfer Salinas on second base and one away. The pitch, swinging at a foul back. Marauders in the home whites here in today's series finale on Mother's Day. Tarpons in the alternate blue jerseys, sleeveless jerseys, short sleeves to go with them. The 2-2 in the dirt, the breaking ball. Going to third is Salinas, and Jacob Goldfarb can't pick the ball up cleanly. No throw to third. Salinas takes the bag. He's on third with only one gone. That brings the Marauders infield up. Ground ball comes to one of those four men. They're going to look the runner back to third. If he decides to come home, they'll throw it home. Here's the set. And the 3-2 to Santos is swung on and bounced foul into the camera well. And rattles back out onto the field. A lot of full counts today from Del Rosario. He is set. The 3-2 again. Santos takes in the dirt for ball four. Runner coming home. Goldfarb picks it up and can't get a throw off. Scoring from third is right for Salinas. On a second wild pitch here in the inning, the Tarpons take the 1-0 lead. So the leadoff single comes back to haunt Bradenton. Still only one out in the inning. Timeout called, and on the slow walk to the mound is pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo. Well, a brief look at what else is going on in the Pirates organization today. Triple-A Indianapolis Indians finally got some favorable weather last night. They were able to complete their once suspended game in the middle of the ninth inning. Score was tied at 5-5 when the two teams had to suspend play back on Thursday. Got rained out Friday, and so they completed that suspended contest. Ended up going 10 innings, visiting Louisville Bats, won at 7-5. And the regularly scheduled game last night for Indianapolis, an 8-2 win over Louisville. O'Neill Cruz with a big night, 2-for-4 with a double, his second home run of the year, and foursome. Elite exit velocity off the bat, 113 miles per hour on his home run. As narrated to us by Andrew Kappas in today's Farm Report. Back to the action now, Alexander Vargas in the batter's box. Switch hitter bats left-handed as Luis Santos is on first after a walk. Tarpons lead 1-0. The pitch, and Vargas takes below the knees, awfully close, and Del Rosario wants to challenge it. What do we get? Stands as a ball. Count remains 1-0. Shortstop Chang playing close to the bag near the middle. The 1-0 to Vargas. Swinging a high fly ball deep to right field. Nolasco going back just shy of the track. He makes the two-handed catch with his feet onto the warning track for a deep out number two. Second time today that Vargas has sent one to the warning track in right field. And has nothing to show for it. Two outs for Tampa here in the third inning. That'll bring up Jason Dominguez. Other action in the Pirates system today. Double A Altoona facing the Erie Seawolves, Tigers Double A affiliate. Getting underway in about an hour. Right-hander Mike Burrows will start for Altoona. Pickoff throw to first by Del Rosario, not in time. Santos dives in safely. Last night, Altoona losing 2-1 in Erie, Pennsylvania in 10 innings. Toss to Jason Dominguez, a swing and a ground ball right side and past the diving reach of Mike Jarvis at second base. Right fielder Nolasco returns it to the infield quickly, and Luis Santos stops at second base on the Jason Dominguez single. Dominguez getting a pitch on the inner half there. Will put a hard swing and find a hole in the infield. Jaime Greensboro, just to finish out the overview of the Pirates organization. Greensboro got their game postponed due to rain last night against the Asheville Tourists. They'll play a makeup in a few weeks. Send Adrian Florencio to the mound, former Marauder, at 2 p.m. That game will start. Here's Anthony Garcia, first pitch taking low and inside. And for the Tarpons and Yankees fans listening in today, we'll have some Yankees affiliate scoreboard updates for you as well. Del Rosario sets with two men aboard and two outs. Here's the 1-0. Garcia swings and lifts it to left center field. This is trouble. Romero over to his left. He has a beat on it and makes the catch. A nice read on that ball off the bat. Tarpons get a run, though, on the wild pitch. They lead 1-0, heading to the bottom of the third inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Tampa 1, Bradenton nothing here on Mother's Day at Lecom Park. Randy Romero takes a first pitch in tight from right-hander Josue Panaqual. Tampa righty through two scoreless innings. Deals the 1-0 pitch, and Romero swings and it's a chopper toward third. Charging is Cabrera. He gloves it cleanly and the throw to first in time. During the inning break, the Frozen T-Shirt Contest, a favorite here at Lecom Park, especially on these Sunday afternoon games. I believe the two contestants down there are still struggling to get those shirts on. Sung Jae Chang will bat next. The pitch, Chang, takes one a little high. For those unfamiliar, Frozen T-Shirt basically feels like a brick. Hey, one of them finally got it on. Frozen T-Shirt basically feels like a brick when you get it, beginning that promotional game, and got to slam it on the ground, flail it around in the air, do anything you can to try and loosen it up. 2-0 pitches, chopped foul in the box by Chang. But after the struggle is over, once you get that shirt to a point where it becomes wearable, where you can physically put it on your body, that's got to feel good on a warm afternoon. 2-1 pitch, Chang checks his swing and takes a pitch at the strike anyway. 2-2. One out, the base is empty for the Marauders, who trail by one. Here's Panaqual with a 2-2. Outside, and the count is full on the sharp eye to Sung Jae Chang. A struggle lately for the 20-year-old from Taiwan. Chang, over his last four games, just 1-for-16 at the plate. 3-2. Taken outside for ball four. Chang draws a one-out walk, and he represents the tying run. That'll bring up Brendan Dixon, and as promised earlier, for the Tarpons and Yankees fans listening in today, quick overview of the afternoon. AAA Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders will get underway in about half an hour. They're visiting the Rochester Red Wings, Washington Nationals AAA club. First pitch to Brendan Dixon is way outside, a good lunging grab by Ben Rorfett. Rail Riders send right-handed prospect Hayden Wesneski to the mound in that game. 2.63 ERA for him at AAA this year. AA Somerset already in action today. 1-0 pitch. Dixon takes a tad low. 2-0. Somerset trailing New Hampshire Fisher Cats. 3-0. Blue Jays AA squad. Patriots, though, have the bases loaded, nobody out in the bottom of the second. 2-0 to Dixon, runner breaks for second, pitches outside, throw to second, and Chang slides in safely. A perfect 6-of-6 in the stolen base department this year. He moves himself into scoring position. That's your potential tying run for the Marauders. And a correction, that last pitch called a strike to Brendan Dixon. Here's a set by Panacqual. Chang breaking for third. Pitches outside. Throw to third by Rortvedt is not nearly in time. Chang swipes second and third. And now the tying run just 90 feet away. We saw Chang do that on opening weekend back in Dunedin. Swiping second and third back to back. And he's a guy who gets a halfway decent jump. He's going to swipe it. Tarpon's infield, still playing at just about standard depth. The 3-1. Dixon takes low and outside, ball four. So here come the Marauders. The go-ahead run now aboard. It's men on the corners with only one out. That'll bring up Rodolfo Nolasco. And to complete the overview of the Yankees organization, for the Tarpons and Yankees fans listening in today, the High A Hudson Valley Renegades visiting the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, Phillies High A Club. That'll get underway in about 25 minutes. Hudson Valley has yet to announce their starter. Rodolfo Nolasco, the batter. The pitch. Fastball over the outside corner, a strike. Tarpon's leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the third. That lone run scoring from third on a wild pitch, previous half inning. The 0-1. Nolasco looks at a fastball for strike two from Panacqual. 20-year-old from Venezuela. Pretty sharp with that fastball today. Chang leads off third base, Dixon off of first. The 0-2. Nolasco takes at the knees for strike three, and he can't believe it. Now the Marauders are going to challenge it. And it's overturned to a ball. Rodolfo Nolasco instantly disagreeing with the call. Makes the decision to challenge it. Turns out to be a good choice. So the count moves to 1-2. Nolasco trying to send something to the outfield. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and down goes Nolasco after all. Strike three. Fifth strikeout of the afternoon for Josue Panacqual. Now with two outs, the Marauders, for the second time today, in danger of squandering an opportunity. But here comes one of the men who has been most reliable with men in scoring position, Jace Bowen. First and third, two away, and the pitch. Bowen takes a fastball outside. That batting average for Bowen, with men in scoring position, he's hitting .320, 1-0. Slider in there for a strike. 16 RBI on the season for Bowen, tied with Jacob Gonzalez for the team lead. Gonzo waits on deck for Bradenton at the moment. 1-1. Bowen takes a backdoor slider inside. Sung-Che Cheng dancing off third, trying to get an errant throw or some sort of miscue from the Tarpons. He represents the tying run. Brendan Dixon on first, the go-ahead run. 2-1 pitch. Low and outside for ball three. Marauders trying to cash it by just one. Panacqual brings his hands together below the belt. 3-1 pitch to Bowen. He swings and bounces to third. Cabrera fields it. He goes the short way to second, and the force play ends the inning. Marauders leave a pair stranded here in the third. We move to the fourth. Tampa leads 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule. like opening weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
With the visiting Tarpons leading 1-0, Madison Santos leads off the fourth inning for Tampa. Lecom Park grounds crew finishing their between innings sweep of the infield with the big brooms. Here we go, right-hander Yoelis Del Rosario on back. Tarpons leading 1-0 as in the third inning, Reinfer Salinas reached on a fielder's choice. Later scored from third on a wild pitch by Del Rosario. Righty deals the 0-1, and that pitch taken high and outside. One run, two hits for the Tarpons. No runs, one hit for Bradenton. The 1-1 offering. This one swung on, driven, foul. Down the left field line. Pretty compact standings in the West Division of the Florida State League entering play today. Take a gander at those in a minute. The 1-2 from Del Rosario swung on and missed. Strike three. Fastball at 96. Fourth strikeout of the day for Del Rosario. Elevating that pitch just above the zone. It got Santos to chase. Marauders coming into this game, trailing first place Clearwater and Fort Myers by just half a game. Clearwater and Fort Myers both 13-10, their records. Pitch to Marcos Cabrera, swung on, poked foul. The Marauders coming in at 14-12. They're just a half game ahead of the Tarpons. 13-12, Tarpons lost a game last week with a rainout. Here's the motion in the 0-1. Check swing of the off-speed pitch. He did not go around. Good hold up on the check swing by Cabrera. Lakeland Flying Tigers, meanwhile, 12-13 on the year, just two games out of first place. 1-1, caught on and missed. Cabrera couldn't check his swing that time. Awkward-looking three-quarter swing, and Del Rosario ahead in the count. Dunedin, last place in the West, 8-18, 6.5 games out. That's how the West stands at the moment. 1-2 pitch. Check swing of the breaking ball. He did not go. That's ball two. Wind picking up a little. Blowing across the field from left to right. The right-hander, Del Rosario, the 2-2 pitch is taken for strike three on the outer half. Back-to-back punch-outs here in the fourth. And it's five on the day for ULB. There's Alan Mejia. Those five strikeouts match the season high for Del Rosario. He deals to Mejia. Two outs, nobody on in the fourth. First pitch misses low. Working quickly. The righty tosses the 1-0. Fastball crowds him and comes too far inside. Ball two. A fastball, slider, changeup combo. Working well for the righty from the Dominican today. The 2-0. Fastball bounced to short. Sungche Chang grabs it. And the throw to first. Right on the money. Three up and three down go the Tarpons here in the fourth. They still lead it, though, 1-0 as we head to the home half. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule. like opening weekend, Star Wars night, fan appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Jacob Gonzalez will open up the bottom of the fourth inning for the Marauders, who trail the Tarpons 1-0 on Mother's Day, a bright, sunny Sunday afternoon in Bradenton. Josue Panacqual, the right-hander, deals, and Gonzalez takes a breaking ball high and inside, turning his back on it. Gonzalez went down looking at strike three in his first trip. Here's Panacqual with the 1-0. Gonzalez takes under the hands for ball two. Batting average for the first time in a long time, dropping below 400 for Gonzalez now. 2-0, low and outside, bounces to the backstop. Gonzalez hitting .395 in the season. On base percentage at .476. And OBP is third highest in the Florida State League. 3-0 coming. And the pitch is a fastball strike right down the middle. Like Gonzo is taking all the way. Marauders trying to manufacture a run to at least pull even here in the fourth. 3-1. Gonzalez swings and bounces it to third. Cabrera, a couple of steps in, gloves it on the chest-high bounce, and the throw to first in time to retire Gonzalez. Juan Jerez has been an on-base machine, and he reached base his first time up today. Was left stranded as the second inning came to an end, though. Here comes the windup and the offering. Jerez takes a fastball strike. Marauders left men on second and third in the second inning. Stranded men on the corners in the third inning. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss through a slider. Jerez digs an 0-2 hole. And a batter to pull slightly, outfield playing straight up. 0-2, breaking ball, swing, and a miss. He got him, strike three. Six down on strikes today by Josue Panacqual. Panacqual one away from matching his season high, which he set last Sunday against Lakeland. Struck out seven over four innings that day. Two outs and nobody on for Mike Jarvis. Tarpons one, Marauders nothing. The pitch. Panacqual misses high with his fastball. Marauders have lost four of their last five, just breaking a four-game losing streak with their 3-2 win last night. 1-0, taken low, 2-0. The Tarpons, meanwhile, have done a good job to surge toward the top of the West Division standings. Even with their loss last night, they've won seven of their last nine games. 2-0. Skips in the dirt for ball three. Josue Panacqual, 20-year-old from Venezuela, from the city of Los Teques, city of about 140,000 in population. He misses high and inside with his next pitch, ball four. Mike Jarvis draws a four-pitch walk. And he is aboard representing the tying run for the Marauders with two gone. Yankees signed Panacqual in October 2018. And here in his first full start at single A, his first full season at single A, I should say, having a pretty solid start, but now he's going to get a visit from his pitching coach, Grayson Crawford. With the break in the action, a quick glance at what's going on with the Major League parent clubs of both of these teams. Start with the Yankees. Bronx Bombers have a doubleheader against the Rangers at Yankee Stadium. First game will get underway in about 40 minutes. Former Marauder Garrett Cole on the mound for the Yankees against Dane Dunning. Looks like game two will feature Jordan Montgomery for the Yankees on the hill against Glenn Otto for the Rangers, former Yankees prospect. Pirates, meanwhile, get underway at 1:40. They're visiting Cincinnati. A lot of rain going on up there in Cincy. Pirates sending Zach Thompson to the hill in this Sunday matchup. Here's Jacob Goldfarb, and he looks at a fastball strike from Ponequal. Jarvis, good speed on first, represents the tying run. He breaks for second. The pitch comes. It's a ball. Throw to second is not in time. Mike Jarvis steals second base. His third steal of the season. And again, the tying run in scoring position for the Marauders. Pretty good throw from the catcher, Rortvedt. But the shortstop, Vargas, couldn't look the ball into his glove. Goldfarb, lefty batter. Gets the 1-1 toss. Here's a swing and a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Omania is waving Jarvis home. Throw from center field will just go into second base. It's an RBI single for Jacob Goldfarb, and this game is tied. Right here on Mother's Day in Lecom Park, as Goldfarb received a ceremonial first pitch from his mom prior to today's game. Special moment for him, delivering the game-tying RBI single here in the fourth inning. RBI number four on the year for Goldfarb. He's on first, representing the go-ahead run. Randy Romero, the next batter. Pitch, fastball strike. One run, two hits, the totals for both teams as we play the bottom of the fourth. The offering, Romero swings and grounds one right side. Diving stop by the second baseman Santos from the grass. He throws to first in time to get Romero. What a play by Luis Santos, ending the inning. Marauders tied, though, on the RBI single by Goldfarb. It's 1-1 moving to the fifth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Moving right along into the fifth inning at Lecom Park, Marauders and Tarpons tied at one thanks to an RBI single by Jacob Goldfarb in the bottom of the fourth. Here in the fifth, rehabbing Yankee Ben Rortvedt digs into the box. Left-handed batter swings and blisters a line drive to right field, and a diving catch in right field by Nolasco. Oh, baby, what a play. Rodolfo Nolasco a couple of quick steps in, making the full extension diving catch to take away a base hit from Ben Rortvedt. What a play. One One away quickly for the Tarpons. Here's Reimfer Salinas. Right-handed batter swings and strokes this one to right field. In the air and deep. Nolasco back onto the warning track looking up. This ball is gone. And the Tarpons retake the lead. It's 2-1. Reimfer Salinas, an opposite field bomb, puts Tampa back in front. His first home run of the season. Home runs have been a recurring issue for you, Elvis Del Rosario. That's his fifth. And now as Luis Santos digs into the box, we have an on-field delay of some sort. Left fielder Romero, shortstop Chang, coming together out in shallow left. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. Now Chang, it looks like, took something from Romero, and he's motioning to the Marauders' dugout. And try and get a look at what this object is that he's bringing in. Sunglasses, apparently. I guess for whatever reason, Randy Romero didn't want the sunglasses after all. Oh, those might be broken, actually. Yeah, those look broken. That's unfortunate. So we go to Luis Santos. He takes a fastball a little too high from Yoel Luis Del Rosario. Call the ball. He's challenging it. And the call stands. It's a ball. Tampa back in front, 2-1 here in the fifth inning. Pitch, a swing and a bouncing ball to short. And gloved by Chang. The throw to first is in time. A good play by Sung Chae Chang. Had a long way to charge inward and grab it. But once he did, made a quick, smooth transfer in the throw on target. Two outs for the Tarpons here in the fifth. Now we see some action in the Marauders' bullpen. Leadoff hitter Alexander Vargas will get his third chance now. Del Rosario, the pitch, misses outside. Vargas, twice this afternoon, has sent fly balls deep to right field. And in both instances, caught at the warning track by Nolasco. Here's a big swing and a miss in front of the off-speed. Strike one. One pitch. That's in there for strike two. Sergio Umana. Right-hander is trying to throw for the Marauders. Del Rosario comes with a 1-2 pitch to Vargas. It's taken low for ball two. Vargas, big circles of that bat over his left shoulder. The 2-2 coming. A swing and a miss. Down he goes. Strike three. Del Rosario finishes off the fifth, but the Tarpons retake the lead on the Reimfer Salinas solo blast. 2-1 Tampa. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
with Tampa back in front. 2-1, your score as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning in Leacom Park. And Tarpon's right-hander hosts Wei Panakwal back to work the fifth for his first four innings. The pitch to Sung Chae Chang misses outside a ball. Chang 0-for-1, a ground out and a walk this afternoon. The motion and the 1-0 delivery. That's pumped into the zone for a strike. Fastball at 91 miles per hour. Marauders trying to win their second game in a row today after fending off a longer losing streak last night. Pitch misses low for ball two. The Marauders dropped four in a row, leading into last night. Able to end the skid, though, with their 3-2 victory in last night's game. 2-1, Chang takes a backdoor slider for strike two. Some action in that Tarpon's bullpen. Pitch misses up and away to Chang. Right-hander Zach Messinger is throwing in that left field bullpen. Well, we now see Marauders starter Yoelvis Del Rosario making his way down the right field line between pitches. Looks like he's headed to the clubhouse, and his afternoon is finished. 3-2, swing and a soft liner into left field for a base hit. Sung Chae Chang, a nice little inside-out stroke. A leadoff single here in the fifth, and the tying run aboard for Bradenton. Timeout called. Here's manager Rachel Balkovec out to the mound. She makes the call, and right-hander Zach Messinger will come on in relief of the right-hander host Wei Panakwal, who had a solid outing here in Bradenton today. He leaves with a potential tying run aboard, though. We'll be right back with more. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Zach Messinger takes over to pitch for the Tarpons, inheriting a runner on first base with nobody out here at the bottom of the fifth inning. Spencer Smith back with you today from Leacom Park, and again, a happy Mother's Day to all moms listening and watching this afternoon. Bright sunny skies here in Bradenton as play continues. Brendan Dixon, right-handed batter from Argyle, Texas, will face off against the Southern Indiana native, Zach Messinger. Comes from the Evansville, Indiana area, from the small town of Chandler, Indiana. Second appearance of the series. Messinger deals, and the pitch low and outside to Dixon. Sung Chae Chang on first base. Slapped a leadoff single to left field. That spelled the departure for starter Josue Panakwal for the Tarpons. Marauders trailing by just one here in the fifth inning. Messinger sets and delivers. Dixon takes a breaking ball, a strike. High three quarters, almost straight overhand arm slot for Zach Messinger. Right-hander, 6'6", 225 pounds. The 1-1. Dixon takes near the inside corner, ruled the ball. 2-1 on the Marauders' first baseman, 0-for-1 with a walk. That five-pitch walk coming last time up represents the go-ahead run at the dish here in the fifth inning. Messinger, a long pause, now the 2-1. Slider spins low and outside. It's ball three. Messinger, drafted by the Yankees last year in the 13th round out of Virginia. Helped lead the Cavaliers to the College World Series last year. 3-1 pitch. Dixon takes a fastball, strike two. Cavaliers made it to the second round of the College World Series. They got knocked out by the eventual champs, Mississippi State. Big righty sets, hands together at the belt. 3-2, Dixon swings and misses, strike three. Blew him away on the 94-mile-per-hour fastball. One gone for Rodolfo Nolasco, who has been retired on strikes twice already. Athletics run in the family for Zach Messinger. His dad, Dennis, played basketball at Olney Central College, and his mom, Lisa, played volleyball at the University of Evansville. Messinger, ready on the hill, and delivers to Nolasco, who's fastball again. Proving hard to catch up to for Marauders hitters so far. Messinger, prior to his days at Virginia, attended Castle High School. 0-1 pitch, runner breaks for second. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second is in time to get Chang. Caught stealing for the first time this year. Brilliant throw down to second base by Ben Rortvedt. And the tag by the second baseman Santos, perfectly placed. So the count moves to 0-2 on Rodolfo Nolasco. Infield plays him about straight away. The 0-2, breaking ball, wasted in the dirt. Castle High School, where Zach Messinger attended, where former Major League infielder Jamie Carroll went to high school. Jamie Carroll, 7 seasons in the Pirates front office as a special assistant, left the organization just prior to the beginning of this season. The 1-2, Nolasco takes just outside for ball two. Just about all the Tarpons defenders were heading off the field. They're going to challenge it, and it is indeed overturned to strike three, and Nolasco beside himself as the inning abruptly comes to a close. We're through five here at Lecom. Marauders trail 2-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. 10Marauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The Marauder gradually making his way around the ballpark between innings. Looks like he's making his way up the stairs. Is he coming up here to the booth? Somebody please warn me if so. We go to the sixth inning. Marauders trailing 2-1. Sergio Umana on in relief for Bradenton. First pitch to Jason Dominguez from the right-hander. Misses low. Ball one. Marauders got a leadoff single from Sungjae Chang last half inning. He was caught stealing. The Marauders went down scoreless in the frame. Dominguez checks his swing at a pitch, and he went around. Strike one. Dominguez knocked a single to right field, his last time up in the third inning. Umana into his windup, and the 1-1. Swing and a miss through the changeup. Sergio Umana making his second appearance of the season. Made his season debut on Thursday, retired all six batters he faced in two innings. The 1-2. Swinging a soft flare down the left field line. This is foul, landing near the rolled up tarp. Tarpon's retaking the lead 2-1 in the top of the fifth inning, thanks to a solo homer to right field by Reimer Salinas. Umana peers in over the top of the black glove, gets the spring. Dominguez swings and lifts it high in the air, fairly shallow right field. Nolasco jogging in, sunglasses on, drifting backwards now. He makes the catch. A little breeze taking hold of that fly ball. Nolasco, no problem, though. Looks like Nolasco is having to partially shield the sun from his eyes with that glove. That brings up Anthony Garcia. 0-2 this afternoon. Umana wiping the sweat from his brow quickly with the sleeve of his white jersey. Wind up and the delivery. Garcia takes a skipper in the dirt. Two runs, three hits for Tampa. One run, three hits for the Marauders tonight. Umana fires the 1-0, and Garcia lays off high for ball two. Well, that load, just the load part of the mechanics there for Anthony Garcia, is flat out terrifying against an opposing pitcher. There is a lot of strength in that frame of Anthony Garcia. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Marauders continue to keep his bat quiet in the series. 0-2 in this game, 0-4 last night. The night before, he did knock an RBI double. Here's the 2-1. Garcia takes just a bit low. That's ball three. Umana, 21-year-old from Nicaragua, into the windup. 3-1 pitch. Garcia lays off high and outside for ball four. Umana does not walk very many guys, and that's his first walk allowed in 2 1/3 innings this season. Coming into this season, by the way, 108 career innings pitched by Sergio Umana, only 14 walks issued. He's a guy that's pretty consistently in the strike zone. That brings up Madison Santos. The pitch, a swing and a ground ball up the middle, could be two. Chang grabs it, steps on second for one, throw it at first in time. 6-3 double play ends the inning. Just what the doctor ordered, it moved to the bottom half. Marauders trailing 2-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Leecom Park, home of the defending league champions. Here on a sunny afternoon in Bradenton, the Marauders trailing the Tampa Tarpons 2-1. 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Jace Bowen will lead off for the Marauders here in the sixth. Tall right-hander Zach Messinger winds and fires, and Bowen swings and fights one on the ground. Fair ball down the line. Knocked down behind the bag by Garcia, but he will not have a play. And Jace Bowen reaches first base safely. Jace Bowen, a little bit of a jam shot on a dribbler down the line. And Mendy Lopez, hitting coach, coaching at first base. Little chuckle. Bowen lucks into an infield single there. Marauders will take it. He represents the tying run. A defensive replacement, by the way, behind the plate. Ben Rice takes over for rehabbing Yankee. Ben Rortvedt, his day is finished. Here's Jacob Gonzalez. First pitch, he checks his swing and a breaking ball in the dirt. And did he go around? Runner almost got hung up between the bags, but Bowen goes back to first. And it wasn't clear if that pitch was ruled a ball or a strike. Yep. Looks like they rule that Gonzalez did go around on the check swing. So it's 0-1. On the number five man in the order for the Marauders, Gonzalez 0-2. And check that. They actually ruled it a ball. No go on the check swing. So the count 1-0 on Gonzalez. Here's the pitch. Gonzo takes. His pitch gets away from the catcher, Rice, and up to second base goes Jace Bowen. Ben Rice playing in just his second game for the Tarpons this season. Joined them from the complex earlier this week. Now Gonzalez, one of the most potent bats in this lineup, a chance to bring home that tying run from second base with nobody out. Messinger comes set. And the pitch. Gonzalez swings and pops it up. Foul over the first base seats. Count is 2-1. That pitch allowing Jace Bowen to get up to second base. That's been ruled a passed ball. Charged to Ben Rice. Long look in by Messinger. The righty sets at the belt. The 2-1 toss. Gonzalez lays off high. Ball three. So Ben Rortvedt, rehabbing Yankees catcher, finishes his day 1-for-2. Single in the third inning. Lined out to the right fielder in Nolasco on a great diving catch in the fifth. Turned out to be his final at bat. The 3-1. Low and outside. That gets on by Ben Rice. Up to third base goes Jace Bowen as Jacob Gonzalez draws a walk. So with that walk, Jacob Gonzalez now a 24-game on-base streak. Big spot for Juan Jerez. Tying run on third, go-ahead run on first base. A golden opportunity for the Marauders here in the sixth inning. They've already stranded five runners today. Jerez looking to deliver. Messinger is ready. And he deals. Jerez takes high and inside, leaning away from the fastball. Jace Bowen on third base representing the tying run. Gonzalez on first. The 1-0 pitch coming. Jerez takes low and outside. Tough slider to lay off, but he did. Just the gentlest of breezes pushing across the field. Foul pole to foul pole, left to right. Nice warm and sunny afternoon. Third baseman Marcos Cabrera bending over to tie his right shoe right now. He's all set with a hearty double nut, and here we go. Messinger sets. Here comes his 2-0 to Jerez. Inside and too far in, it hits him on the shoulder. Juan Jerez taking a blow, and he's in a little bit of pain there outside the dirt circle around home plate. Holding that left arm, and now he's flexing it a little bit. And yeah, I got him right in the shoulder or the tricep. Athletic trainer Casey Lee out to look at Jerez, meeting him halfway up the first baseline as he walks toward first. Hitting coach Mendy Lopez also there. He's the man coaching first base today. Passing Jerez's condition. He's going to smart. Definitely leave a bruise, I would imagine. But Jerez will continue. Should be okay. Bases loaded with nobody out for Mike Jarvis, and here's Rachel Balkovec out to the mound. There has been some warm-up action in the Tarpons bullpen, and she makes the move. A new arm will come into the game with bases loaded, nobody out for the Marauders in the bottom of the sixth. We'll be right back after the pitching change. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Trevor Holloway out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, the new pitcher for the Tarpons. He steps into a rough situation for the Marauders, who trail by just one run. Holloway last pitched Thursday. He pitched a scoreless inning out of the Tarpons bullpen. And here he's called upon to face Mike Jarvis with the bases loaded. So Jarvis, product of San Diego State, stepping toward home plate as Holloway, who enters with a 3.18 ERA. He'll look to deliver a big base hit here in the sixth inning. Bases full of Marauders. Jace Bowen on third, Jacob Gonzalez on second, Juan Jerez on first. Infield single, walk, hit by pitch, respectively. Holloway, the tall righty, leans in for the sign and brings his hands together chest high. He delivers his first pitch. Jarvis takes outside corner for a strike. It's been a relatively generous outside corner by Caleb Martin today. Tying run on third. Go-ahead run at second base for the Marauders in this bases-loaded situation in the sixth inning. Now a step off by Holloway. 6'2", 200 pounds. Signed with the Yankees in June of 2020 as an undrafted free agent. Product of the University of Central Florida up in Orlando. The 0-1 toss. Jarvis takes in the dirt. A beautiful block by Ben Rice. Holy smokes. Pitch about 5 feet to the outside. 5 feet away from the outside corner of Ben Rice. Dropping to his knees and acting as a wall. Jarvis today has doubled and walked. Big bases loaded opportunity for the Marauders here in the sixth. Holloway comes set. And the 1-1 pitch is in the dirt. A backhand scoop by Rice. Trevor Holloway wears the silver number 34 on the back of the bright blue Tarpons sleeveless jersey. Silver numbers with a scaly fish pattern on the inside. Tarpon's righty leaning in for the signal, right arm dangling loosely by his side as he does so. Now he comes set. The 2-1 for ball three. One more errant pitch would force home the tying run. All three runners take their leads. Bowen off of third, Gonzalez off second, Jerez off of first base. Holloway ready. The 3-1 pitch to Jarvis is in the dirt for ball four, and that forces home the tying run. Jace Bowen trots home, steps on home plate with his right foot. Base is reloaded, still nobody out, And the go-ahead run 90 feet away for Jacob Goldfarb. Goldfarb, an RBI single to right center back in the fourth inning. At the time, tied the score 1-1. Marauders could use a similar hit, if not more, from him right here in the sixth inning. Score tied at 2. Left-handed batter from Scottsdale, Arizona, product of the University of Oregon. Feet close together from the left side. The pitch from Holloway. Goldfarb takes a backdoor breaker that just misses the zone. Ball one. And the Tarpons challenge that call, and they win it. That's been overturned to a strike. Goldfarb, no batting gloves. Gold wristbands on both of his wrists. Hands held away from his body in his stance. The 0-1. Low and inside with the curveball just over his shoe tops for ball one. Jacob Gonzalez at third base represents the go-ahead run for the Marauders. Juan Jerez on second, Mike Jarvis on first. The latter's bases loaded walk moments ago forced home the tying run. Here's the set by Holloway. The right-hander's 1-1. Goldfarb takes a breaking ball, strike two at the knees. Center fielder Santos getting Goldfarb to the pole side. Holloway sets away from his chest. And the 1-2 pitch. Goldfarb swings and bounces it foul into the Marauders' dugout. Goldfarb this season. Men in scoring position. Hitting .444. That's 4-for-9. The 1-2 pitch coming. Goldfarb swings and chops it foul. Base is full with nobody out. The Marauders, in many occasions lately, have really been struggling with men in scoring position. Today, Bradenton 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. They could use a big second hit in such a situation here. The 1-2 coming again. Goldfarb lays off outside, 2-2. Trevor Holloway, who has struggled with command off and on this season. 6 walks over 5 2/3 innings. He deals. The 2-2 to Goldfarb is taken outside off the corner for ball three, and the Tarpons want to challenge this one as well. Let's see what we get. That is overturned, strike three called, and Goldfarb walks away. That comes at a tough spot for Bradenton. A good-looking backdoor breaking ball from Holloway hit his spot nicely. Randy Romero will look to be the guy to deliver now. Gonzalez at third, Jerez at second, Jarvis on first. Righty on righty, the pitch to Romero is a breaking ball too high, ball one. And wind blowing in a little from left center now. Holloway ready, and the righty's 1-0 toss to Romero. Swing and a miss. Strike one. A lot of tense and close situations here in this series with the Tarpons in town. Series finale, tied at 2, bottom of the sixth inning. The bases are loaded for Bradenton with one away. Holloway is set. The right-hander's 1-1. Fastball grounded to short. Vargas gloves it. Flips to second for one. The throw to first. And Romero is out on the play. He can't believe it. Romero pointing to his eyes and then pointing to the bag. Talking to Matt Watkowski from a distance saying, hey, you see me? I beat the throw. And here is Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout. Quickly on the run to talk with Watkowski. He is none too pleased. Johnston holding his hands behind his back as he talks with Watkowski. And to the naked eye, it certainly did look like Romero beat that. We'll step aside as the sixth inning comes to a close. Score tied at two. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Into the top of the seventh inning at Lee Park here on Mother's Day. And right-hander Sergio Umana deals to Marcos Cabrera, who swings through a first-pitch slider from the righty. The count 0-1. Spencer Smith back with you this afternoon. Marauders and Tarpons tied at 2. Close play into the sixth inning. Just moments ago, the 0-1 cut on a missed. First strike 2. Another off-speed by Umana. Randy Romero bounced into an inning-ending double play. Argued from a distance, though, that he was safe on the back end of it. The 0-2, that skips in the dirt for ball one. I wonder if when we get a moment here, if we can maybe get a look at the replay on that sixth-inning ending play. That squelched the Marauders' rally. 1-2 pitch. Take in a strike 3 on the outside corner. Marcos Cabrera can't believe it. Sergio Umana racks up a strikeout. Going to bring up Alan Mejia. Tarpons have a right-hander up in their bullpen at the moment. Right-handed batter Mejia takes the first offering low from Umana. Mejia has grounded out twice, once to each middle infielder for the Marauders. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short. Backhanded by Chang. Long throw coming to first, and it's on the money in time to retire Mejia. Nice work by Chang. Two away here at the top of the seventh. That'll bring up Ben Reichs for his first plate appearance of the day. Took over as a defensive replacement for rehabbing Yankee Ben Rortvedt behind the plate. To begin the sixth inning, Rice, left-handed batter, takes the first offering low. Marauders and Tarpons locked at 2 here in the top of the seventh. Sunny and slightly breezy Sunday afternoon here in Bradenton. 1-0 pitch is swung on and cranked on a line. Foul down the right field line. Brendan Dixon, a diving, sprawling attempt. Couldn't quite come up with it. Well, a heck of an effort there by Brendan Dixon. Ball absolutely smoked off the bat, and while making the foul ball call, Matt Watkowski, the umpire, had to jump out of the way. 1-1 pitch, dribbler third base side. Umana barehands it, throw to first is in time to get Rice, and the inning is over. Three up and three down by Umana here in the top of the seventh, and it's time to stretch at Lee Com Park. The score tied 2-2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Com Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, up today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Leacon Park in Bradenton, where the Marauders and the Tarpons are tied at 2 as we go to the bottom of the 7th inning. A new right-hander takes the hill for the Tarpons. It is right-hander Bailey Dees, native of Charlotte, North Carolina, and 18th round pick by the Yankees last year out of Penn State. He will face the top of the order for Bradenton here in the 7th, Sung Che Chang, followed by Brandon Dixon and Rodolfo Nolasco. Bailey Dees, over his first two outings of the season, one run allowed over 2 1/3 innings. Chang, left-handed batter from Taiwan, gets the first toss from the big righty and takes an off-speed pitch in the zone. Strike one. Bailey Dees, one of a complete stable full of right-handers that this Tarpons bullpen has of guys over 6'6". Here's the 0-1 pitch. Chang takes a fastball for strike two. Bailey Dees, that 6'8", 250 pounds. Has to be at least half a dozen guys on this Tarpons pitching staff who are 6'5", 6'6", or taller. Here comes the 0-2 offering. Chang swings and fouls it back, just getting a piece of it. Marauders had a bases-loaded situation in the bottom of the 6th inning, tying the score at 2-2 on a Mike Jarvis bases-loaded walk. Randy Romero on a close play, bounced into an inning-ending double play, though. Again, Chang takes outside ball one. Narrowly missed the zone. Sergio Umana, meanwhile, a couple of scoreless innings in relief for the Marauders behind Yoelvis Del Rosario. The 1-2 pitch. Chang swings and slaps it foul in the air to the left. Chang has two steals today out on the base paths. Still second and third back-to-back in the third inning, but was left stranded. Caught stealing second in the 5th inning. First time he's been caught this year. Trying to find his way aboard to begin the 7th. The 1-2 from Dees is swung on and missed. Strike three. That brings up Brendan Dixon. And there's another righty loosening in the Marauders bullpen, Johan Montero. Bailey Dees strikes out the first man he faces for the Tarpons here in the 7th. Facing the right-handed batting, Brendan Dixon now. The pitch, a swing and a liner out of play, first base side. For the Marauders today, one run in the 4th inning, one in the 6th. Tarpons, one in the 3rd, and one in the 5th inning. Marauders have yet to hold a lead today in this series finale. The 0-1 toss, Dixon swings at a breaking ball and tops it foul toward the Tarpons dugout. Tarpons scored in the 3rd inning, first run of the game coming on a wild pitch. Reinfer Salinas scoring from 3rd. Marauders tied in the bottom of the 4th. RBI single by Jacob Goldfarb. Tampa retook the lead in the 5th. Solo homer by Reinfer Salinas. Mike Jarvis walk in the 6th. Tied it back up, as mentioned. Here's a swing and a miss by Dixon for strike three. Their Tyne Dixon has been set down on strikes today. And there are two away for the Marauders in the seventh. Speaking of strikeouts, Rodolfo Nolasco, who has struck out three times today, will bat next. Here on Mother's Day, Nolasco as well as fellow Dominican Juan Jerez in the lineup, both swinging the pink bat. First pitch, a fastball strike. Two runs on three hits, no errors for the Tarpons. Two runs on four hits, one error for the Marauders. The bases are empty with two gone. D's with the 0-1 pitch. Nolasco takes a little too high. The Marauders are looking for their second straight win after just ending a four-game losing streak with a win last night. Tarpons trying to take 5 of 6 in the series meanwhile. 1-1. At the knees, maybe below the knees, that's ruled ball two. Righty on righty. D's come set, kicks and delivers. Pitch is swung on, lifted towards shallow left, backpedaling the shortstop Vargas. He makes the routine two-handed catch up against his chest. Inning over, the Marauders go quietly. We move to the eighth, still tied at two here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leacom Park on Sunday, July 10th, presented by Leacom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Johan Montero enters the ballgame as we welcome you back to Leacom Park. Spencer Smith with you on a happy Mother's Day again to all moms out there watching and listening today. Hope you're enjoying the game alongside your brunch or just your relaxing afternoon. Hope you're enjoying your day. 2-2 scores tied as the Marauders and Tarpons move to the eighth inning. And the right-hander Montero from Maracay, Venezuela, will toe the rubber against Reinfer Salinas for the Tarpons. The delivery, Salinas takes inside on a fastball. Montero making his third appearance as a Marauder. His motion and the 1-0 toss. There's a swing and a pop-up behind home plate. Goldfarb gives it a look, but that's out of play. And on top of the roof, just over our heads. Salinas, just so happens he scored both Tampa runs today. Reach on a fielder's choice in the third inning. Later scored from third base on a wild pitch. And hit a solo homer in the fifth. Next one, breaking ball. Good one, misses low, 2-1. Salinas, Luis Santos, and Alexander Vargas, 8-9-1 in the Tarpons' order here in the eighth. 2-1 pitch, swung on and fouled off. Two scoreless innings of work for Sergio Umana, working the sixth and seventh for the Marauders. His day is finished, allowing only one base runner, a one-out walk in the sixth that was erased on a double play. 2-2, fastball swung and a missed. He got him, strike three. Johan Montero gets the swinging strikeout. One away for Tampa here in the eighth. Luis Santos will bat next. Another right-handed batter. Montero going to the rosin bag, tapping it on his throwing arm. Here's a swing and a chopper toward the mound. Third base side, bare hand pick by Montero. He fires a bullet to first in time. A few steps off to the third base side of the mound. Montero grabbing that ball midair with his bare hand and making a nice play. That's twice today. And Marauders pitcher has shown some athleticism coming off that third base side to throw the runner out. We saw Umana do that for the final out of the seventh inning, in fact. Two outs, and the bases are empty for Alexander Vargas. He's 0 for 3. Tall and open stance. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike one. Vargas showing the old school stirrups down on the field. Navy blue stirrups, white sanitary socks underneath. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball again. That drops a little too low. Got quite a bit of that white sanitary sock showing. That's almost more of the 70s, 80s style of stirrups. 1-1, breaking ball again, dropped by Goldfarb. Ruled a ball. Vargas circling that bat loosely over his shoulders. The pitch comes. 2-1 from Montero is outside ball three. Two outs with bases empty. Marauders infield in an extreme shift on the switch hitter batting left-handed. 3-1 from Montero. Swing and a foul tip. Count runs full. Vargas really puts every ounce of his being into every swing. He swings big. He's 0 for 3. A couple of deep flyouts to right field and a strikeout. 3-2 pitch on its way. It is swung on and missed. Got him on the breaking ball. Strike three. Inning over. We move to the bottom of the eighth. Score tied at 2 here at Lee Comp Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Comp Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Comp Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Comp Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We move to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Marauders trying to get the bats going with the score tied at 2-2 here at Lee Comp Park. Chase Bowen will lead off against tall right-hander Bailey Dees, Penn State product. Back for a full inning of work out of the bullpen. He deals to Bowen, and the fastball is a tad too low, ball one. Very close. Chase Bowen is 1-for-3 with an infield single and a run scored today. Delivers the 1-0. Bowen takes low, 2-0. Two runs, three hits for the Tarpons today. Two runs, four hits for the Marauders. Marauders, a couple of scoring opportunities have gone by the wayside this afternoon. Trying to change the narrative here in the eighth. The 2-0 pitch, a fastball down the middle for a called strike. An interesting little nugget here for the Yankees fans listening in. Pitching prospect T.J. Sakema pitching for High A Hudson Valley with a solid outing today. 2-1 pitch, swing and a line drive, stroked into right center field. Santos on the run, plays on a bounce, a leadoff single for Jace Bowen. Wide turnaround first base, he stops right there, and there's the potential go-ahead run for the Marauders. Jacob Gonzalez will come up next. And just to finish that previous thought, that pitching prospect TJ Sakema for High A Hudson Valley, two hitless innings, struck out three through 20 of his 26 pitches for strikes. His first pro outing in almost 3 years. Jacob Gonzalez digs into the box. Good speed in Jace Bowen on first base, representing that go-ahead run for Bradenton, who have yet to hold a lead in this game. The pitch, Gonzalez takes low. Bowen has a couple of stolen bases this year. Three, in fact. 3-for-4 in that department. The 1-0 toss. Gonzalez takes this pitch low, 2-0. Tied for the team lead with 16 RBI. Gonzalez looking to find the gap. Maybe something down the line here. Outfield plays Gonzalez straight away. The 2-0 delivery. Gonzo swings and fouls it back. 0-for-2 with a walk this afternoon. Gonzalez still rocking that .391 batting average, 1.120 OPS. Still tremendous numbers on the season. 2-1, there goes Bowen for second. The pitch to strike, throw to second by Rice. Second baseman Santos puts his hands on his hips, not believing the call. Jace Bowen with his fourth stolen base of the year comes in a key situation. Throw to second base a little bit high from Ben Rice, and Bowen just barely sliding feet first underneath the tag. Count is 2-2 on Jacob Gonzalez. Time called by the catcher Rice, who will now journey out to the mound to make sure pitcher and catcher have their pitch calling signals together. Bailey Dees looking at the pitch calling cue card inside his hat. Trying to figure out their sequence with the runner on second base, looking in toward home. Has the potential to steal any signs given. Well, the Marauders really look to take advantage of this spot. They stranded men on second and third in the second inning. They stranded runners on the corners in the third inning. They came out of a bases-loaded, nobody-out situation in the sixth with only one game-tying run. Here with Bowen on second base, nobody out. He represents the go-ahead run. Bradenton trying to take the eighth inning lead. The pitch, 2-2, in the dirt, smothered by Rice. Gonzalez wisely taking. Count runs full. Bailey Dees taking his time to reset himself on the mound, working from the first base end of the rubber. Hands together away from his chest. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Gonzalez swings and bounces it toward third. Cabrera to his left fields it, looks Bowen back to second. Throw to first in time to get Gonzalez for the first out. Just how they teach it. Marcos Cabrera gathering that ground ball cleanly and then looking Bowen back to second base. Nicely done. Now Juan Jerez will come up. Right, Cabrera, who's guarding the line. Time called. There has been action again. The Tarpons bullpen. Here's manager Rachel Balkovec. Out to the mound. Looks like she'll be making another pitching change. And that is it for Bailey Dees. We'll step aside with one out and a runner on second. Score tied at 2-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Be right back to tell you more about the new pitcher for Tampa. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Texas native right-hander Jack Neely is the new pitcher for the Tarpons. Comes into the bottom of the eighth with Jace Bowen on second, one out for the Marauders, and this game tied at 2-2. Bat for Bradenton. As manager Rachel Balkovec looks to the big right-hander Neely out of San Antonio, Texas, to get the visitors out of a pickle here in the eighth. Neely, 6'8", sets. And delivers to Jerez. Spiked into the dirt and a beautiful backhanded pick out of the dirt by Ben Rice. Jack Neely, over 8 outings this season, an ERA at 6. He has 24 strikeouts over 12 innings, a ridiculous strikeout rate, but he has also walked 10 batters. He sets and fires the 1-0. Jerez swings in, pounds a ground ball foul down the third baseline. 96 on the heater there from Neely. Drafted out of Ohio State last year by the Yankees. 11th round pick. Righty standing tall on the mound, getting the signal. Now brings his hands together away from his chest. A stare down of Bowen on second base. Dancing around. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A swing and a miss by Jerez. Strike two. Prior to his Ohio State days, Jack Neely attended Churchill High School in San Antonio, Texas. Same high school attended by former Marauder Hudson Head, who's now up at High A Greensboro. Neely also previously played ball at Texas before transferring to Ohio State. That runs in the family. Runner goes for third. The 1-2 pitch swung on, lifted to left field. Down the line, long run for Salinas is just foul. Juan Jerez a fraction of a second too soon on the swing. Would have been out of Salinas' reach and surely would have scored Bowen, who was in motion on the pitch. Jack Neely's grandfather and great-grandfather both played football at Texas. He comes from a very athletic family background. Jace Bowen back to second base as Juan Jerez will dig back into the box. Neely looking in for the sign. Now is ready. Right-hander a long pause. The 1-2. Bowen breaks for third again. The pitch is low and Bowen takes third with no throw. Even if Ben Rice would have attempted a throw, most likely would have been too late. Now the go-ahead run 90 feet away for Bradenton in the Tampa infield will come into the cut of the grass. Juan Jerez the opportunity to bring home that decisive run of the game. Here's the set. And the 2-2 pitch from Neely. Swung on, lifted to right center field. This is deep. Santos and Mejia both sprinting back. This ball is out of the reach of both men. Bowen scores from third. Jerez stops at second base with an RBI double. Juan Jerez drills a go-ahead RBI double to the wall in right center, and the Marauders have the lead 3-2 here in the eighth inning. Center fielder Madison Santos, a little alligator arm nearing the wall out there. Unfamiliar territory. And didn't know exactly how close he was getting. That ball lands just a couple of inches past his outstretched glove. And now Jerez on second base with one away. Mike Jarvis the hitter. Neely comes set. Marauders trying to extend their one-run lead now. Here's Neely with the toss. Jarvis takes in under the hands for ball one. For the second straight game, a go-ahead RBI double in the eighth inning for the Marauders. This time it's Juan Jerez coming through in the clutch. The 1-0 to Jarvis. Jerez breaking for third. The pitch is inside. Throw to third is much too late. Juan Jerez swipes third base, and the Marauders with another man on third. The exact same method that Jace Bowen used. Trying to read the tendencies of Jack Neely on the mound and timed it up perfectly. Infield in again for the Tarpons. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Jarvis. He swings and bounces it up the middle. Through into center field for a base hit. Jerez scores. It's an RBI single for Mike Jarvis. 4-2, Bradenton. A little bouncing ball as Neely tried to reach up with his bare hand to snag that ball. And just out of the diving backhand reach of the second baseman, Luis Santos. Back-to-back run-scoring hits for the Marauders. Here's Jacob Goldfarb, who also has an RBI today. Neely with a long pause and now steps off the rubber. You could hear Mike Jarvis dancing off the bag at first over his left shoulder. Third baseman Cabrera comes to the back slope of the mound and gives a quick couple of words of encouragement for his teammate. Goldfarb, left-handed batter, out of Scottsdale, Arizona, gets the pitch and takes it outside, ball one. Marauders have taken their first lead of the afternoon today. Go-ahead RBI double, Juan Jerez. He scored on a Mike Jarvis run-scoring single. The 1-0, there goes Jarvis for second. The pitch is outside. Rice will not throw to second base. Jarvis swipes it. The Marauders running amok on the base paths here in the eighth inning. Marauders in the bottom third of the Florida State League in stolen bases this season. But today has simply been the day. Count 2-0. Jarvis dancing far off second base, and Neely steps off the rubber, looking him back. Jacob Goldfarb in the box with a count. Jarvis takes that walking lead. There he goes for third. Pitch is swung on a miss. Throw to third is late. Mike Jarvis steals third base. Look at these Marauders go. This is 1970s speed, and more speed style baseball today. Jarvis on third. Tampa infield up again. Here's the 2-1 to Goldfarb. He takes at the knees, a called strike two. Nice pitch and 95 on the fastball from Neely. Marauders challenge it, and that call is upheld. Two balls, two strikes on Jacob Goldfarb still. Neely sets, and his 2-2 pitch in the dirt. A good block by Rice. Well done. With that Mike Jarvis steal of third base, that is 8 steals this afternoon by the Marauders. That's by far a season high. The set by Neely. 3-2 coming to Goldfarb is taken low for ball four. Man on the corners for the Marauders now is Randy Romero. Will dig in. Randy Romero. couple more men out in that Tampa bullpen scrambling into action. Marauders lead 4-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Randy Romero 0-3 today. Neely is set. He deals, and Romero takes a fastball, painting the black on the inside corner. Nicely located pitch. For the Marauders today, that matches the franchise record. The 0-1 pitch. Romero swings big and misses. Strike two. Fastball cranked up to 96. Marauders also stole eight bases on opening weekend last year here at Lee Comm against Fort Myers. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Romero. He takes in the dirt. Another good block by Rice. One ball, two strikes the count, and the number nine hitter in the order. Marauders driving home a couple of runs here in the eighth. A go-ahead RBI double by Juan Jerez and an RBI single by Mike Jarvis. Jarvis on third here. Jacob Goldfarb on first base. The 1-2. Romero swings and lines one. Diving stop by the shortstop Vargas. He goes to second for one. Throw to first. Not in time. Romero is safe. Run scores on the play. 5-2 Bradenton. The Tarpons super close to turning the inning-ending double play. This time Randy Romero beats it out. And you have to salute the effort there by the shortstop Vargas on the backhand dive to start what was almost a double play. An RBI, though, for Randy Romero, his fifth of the season. Now a three-run cushion for the Marauders. Here's Sung Che Chang. Neely fires, and Chang takes outside a ball. Three runs across here in this eighth for the Marauders as Neely is ready. And the pitch. Fastball there on the outer half for a strike. Chang slapped a single to left field in the fifth inning. He's 1-for-3 with a walk. Right-hander comes set. Neely with a long pause now deals the 1-1. That bounces in the dirt. Rice knocks it down again with the chest protector. Eight stolen bases today for Bradenton, tying the team record. Many of them have come in this eighth inning. The 2-1 pitch is swung on, lifted to deep left field. On the run, Salinas. This ball is out of his reach, and it one-hops the wall and is over the wall into the Tarpons bullpen. A ground rule double for Sung Che Chang. Randy Romero will have to stop at third base as a result. So the Tarpons catch a break in that regard. And the hits just keep on coming for the Marauders. Brendan Dixon with an RBI opportunity, but it will not come just yet. Rachel Balkovec out of the dugout again. Here is yet another call to the Tarpons bullpen on what has suddenly become a rocky day for this Tarpons pitching staff. Marauders 5, Tarpons 2 here in the bottom of the 8th. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Comm Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Comm Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Right-hander Kevin Milam is now into the game for the Tarpons. He comes on with two outs in the bottom afternoon for big righty Jack Neely. The Marauders have taken a 5-2 lead here in the bottom of the eighth after coming into the inning with a score tied at 2. Marauders have romped all over Tarpon's pitching here, and they will bring their eighth man to the plate this inning in Brendan Dixon as Kevin Milam is about to complete his warm-up tosses. This will be his second appearance of the series. Milam, California native, and drafted by the Yankees in the 14th round in 2019 out of St. Mary's College in the Bay Area. Same school that Marauders right-hander Carlos Lomeli attended. 3.27 ERA over six appearances this season for Kevin Milam. Second and third, two outs for Bradenton with Brendan Dixon at the dish. Here's the set and the toss. Dixon swings and sends it foul just off to our right. That's going to roll back down to the field. Kevin Milam, third different pitcher this inning for the Tarpons. Here's the set. And the 0-1 to Dixon. There's a swing and a miss. Strike two. On deck, Rodolfo Nolasco, the only Marauders hitter not to bat yet this inning. Randy Romero on third base. Sung Che Cheng on second. Fielder's choice and ground rule double in that order. Milam with the 0-2 to Dixon. Swing and a pop-up on the first base side. Way out of play. The Marauders' bullpen, by the way, is quiet. So it looks as if when the ninth inning comes around, it'll be Johan Montero's inning. He pitched a scoreless eighth. Milam, the righty, is set. And the 0-2 again to Dixon. Swung on and bounced foul. Ball ricocheting off the catcher and bouncing about third of the way back to the mound. Eight stolen bases by Bradenton. Fifth inning. Marauders really timing up right-hander Jack Neely well, running all over him. Those eight stolen bases tie an exactly one-year-old franchise record. Last May 8th against Fort Myers on opening weekend last season. Marauders swiped eight bags as well. Time called by Dixon. Milam and Rice taking a while to come to an agreement on a pitch selection. Here's the set and the 0-2 offering. Breaking ball low to Dixon for ball one. Good eye. Here this inning. Go-ahead RBI double Juan Jerez. RBI single Mike Jarvis. Run scoring fielder's choice grounder by Randy Romero. He's now on third. Sung Che Cheng on second behind him. The 1-2 to Dixon. Fastball too high for ball two. Pitch number 7 will come next to the Marauders' first baseman. He's 0-3 with a walk. 3-run lead for Bradenton. They would love to make it more. Milam lifts his leg and deals the 2-2. Dixon takes in the dirt. Ben Rice, good work again, blocking another pitch in the dirt. Ben Rice taking over mid-game from rehabbing Yankees catcher Ben Rorvet. Exited in the sixth inning. His rehab assignment for today finished. As he eases back into action, working his way back from a right oblique strain. Milam sets and deals a 3-2 to Dixon. A swing and a miss. Down he goes. Strike three. Inning over. But the Marauders take the lead with 3 runs here in the eighth inning and carry a 5-2 lead to the ninth. 3 outs to go here at Leacom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, in fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The Marauders are three outs away from a Mother's Day victory here at Leecom Park on a bright and sunny Sunday afternoon. And it'll be 2, 3, and 4 in the Tarpons order coming up against right-hander Johan Montero. A three-run bottom of the eighth, the difference maker at this stage of the game. And here's Montero looking for those final three outs. The pitch to Jason Dominguez is a fastball too high for ball one. Johan Montero here in his third outing as a Marauder. Pitched a scoreless eighth inning, looking to do the same here in the ninth. The 1-0, Dominguez a swing and a miss through a fastball. Dominguez is 1-for-3, a ground ball single through the right side in the third inning. Montero rocks and fires the 1-1. Dominguez lays off wide. Two runs, three hits for Bradenton. Right-hander winds and fires the 2-1. Dominguez swings and belts one down the right field line. This is yanked to the wall. One hop against the right field wall. Dominguez speeding in towards second base and stops right there with the leadoff double. And he roped that one toward the corner. And the Tarpons have a leadoff runner in scoring position here in the ninth inning. Johan Montero wants a fresh baseball from the plate umpire, Caleb Martin. Anthony Garcia will stand in next. Time called from behind the plate by Jacob Goldfarb. Just trying to reset things. Garcia in that wide open stance and a deep crouch. Montero lifts his leg and deals, and Garcia lays off high. Anthony Garcia is 0-for-2. He has reached base safely now in 9 of his last 10 games. His teammate and fellow prospect Jason Dominguez on second after a leadoff double. The 1-0, Garcia takes a breaking ball too high for ball two. Montero looking to deliver a quality strike here. Infield swung around to the pull side on the lefty batter. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball again. This one also high for ball three. Anthony Garcia at .438 on base percentage entering the game. Selective eye at the plate. Here's the 3-0 coming. He takes low for ball four, and that will bring the tying run to the plate. Well, for the first time in seemingly a while, the walks have not been a huge problem today for Marauders pitching, issued by Marauders pitchers today. Comes in an inopportune spot, though. That'll bring up Madison Santos, but before he steps in, we'll see a mound visit from pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo. Tarpons not going to let Johan Montero get it so easily. They're putting up a battle here in the ninth inning. Madison Santos 0-for-3 in this game. He has struck out twice and grounded into a double play. And as we speak, Marauders with a right-hander starting to throw, Wilkin Ramos is getting loose just in case his services are needed. For those recently tuning in, Tampa scored first in the third inning. As Reinfer Salinas scored from third on a wild pitch, Marauders tied in the bottom of the fourth, getting an RBI single from Jacob Goldfarb. Tampa retook the lead 2-1 in the fifth, solo homer by Reinfer Salinas. Marauders tied it back up with one run in the sixth inning, bases loaded, walk drawn by Mike Jarvis. In the bottom of the eighth, though, the Marauders retook the took the lead for the first time, actually. Three-run rally in the bottom of the eighth, making it 5-2. That's where we are now. Here's Madison Santos. First pitch by Montero. Is at the knees for a called strike. Joaquin Ramos continuing to heat up in the Marauders bullpen. First and second, nobody out for the Tarpons here in the ninth inning. Montero sets and deals the 0-1. That fastball is on the outside corner for strike two. Marcos Cabrera on deck for Tampa. Left-handed batter Santos. Slight bend in the knees from the left side. He gets the 0-2 from Montero and takes high into the backstop. The runners will advance a base each on the wild pitch. Dominguez up to third. Garcia onto second base. Trouble really unfolding here. Anthony Garcia and Sungche Chang conversing near second base. And I think the Anthony Garcia stands almost a full foot taller than Chang. Two having a friendly conversation. Anthony Garcia, 6'4". Sungche Chang, 5'6". Second and third, nobody out. The 1-2 pitch to Madison Santos is taken just high on a curveball. 2-2. Dominguez on third, Garcia on second. Montero sets. The pitch on its way outside for ball three. Command problems popping up at one of the worst times today for the Marauders. Here's the 3-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and laced through the right side. A base hit to right field. Dominguez scores. Garcia will score as the ball gets through the right fielder. Nolasco around second, heading for third is Santos. Relay throw coming to third base is too late. And the Tarpons have the tying run on third. This inning getting out of control for the Marauders. Rodolfo Nolasco had that ball in right field get through him, and that's a big difference maker here. Now the table's starting to turn. The Marauders infield will have to play up, as the Tarpons infield did so many times in the eighth inning. Marcos Cabrera, the batter. Here's the pitch by Montero. Fastball swung on and popped up out of play. Here's the set. Righty on righty battle. Here's the 0-1. Cabrera takes a breaking ball strike. It's 0-2. Marauders came in this ninth inning leading 5-2. Tarpons have put two runs on the board. They have the tying run waiting on third. Nobody out. Here is the 0-2 pitch. Cabrera takes low and outside. An enticing breaker there. Couldn't get him to chase. Here's the set. And the 1-2 from Montero. Breaking ball again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. A huge first out. Joaquin Ramos has slowed his pace throwing in the Marauders bullpen. He looks close to being ready. Just in case he's needed. Here's Alan Mejia. The pitch. Big breaking ball. Drops into the zone for strike one. Two runs in here in the ninth for Tampa, bringing them within one run of the Marauders. The 0-1, Mejia takes a breaking ball again. This is strike two. Bradenton, meanwhile, two outs away from stranding that potential tying run on third and coming away with a second straight win. Here's the set. The 0-2 pitch to Mejia. Fastball swung on, grounded to second, backhanded by Jarvis, coming home with it. And safe on the play at home is Madison Santos. This game is tied. Tarpons have tied the game here in the ninth inning as the Marauders blow a three-run lead. That'll bring up Ben Rice, left-handed batter with some pop. Mike Jarvis's throw from second base to the plate was not on target, and Jacob Goldfarb couldn't make the spinning tag in time on Santos. Here's the set, the first pitch to Rice. He swings and lifts this one deep to left field. Romero back onto the warning track. He makes the catch, fighting the wind. He almost overran that ball. Returns it to the infield. A nerve-inducing second out of the inning. One out to go for the Marauders to send this one to the bottom of the ninth, tied. Reinfeldt Salinas, the batter, he homered earlier. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball too high. Here's the set. And the right-hander's 1-0. The runner breaks. There's a swing and a miss. Throw to second by Goldfarb is too late. It's a stolen base for Alan Mejia, his first of the year. Getting tense for Marauders pitching. Here's the set by Montero. And his 1-1 offering. Salinas takes a breaking ball for strike two. A nice one. Go ahead, run on second for the Tarpons here in the top of the ninth inning. Montero trying to finish off the frame. He sets. And the 1-2 pitch to Salinas is swung on and missed. He got him on a breaking ball. Strike three. The Tarpons tie it up, though, at five here in the top of the ninth. The Marauders can win it with one run in the home half. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
We head to the bottom of the ninth inning where the Marauders look to walk it off here on this Sunday afternoon. If they can, it would be the second straight Sunday in which the Marauders walk it off. 3, 4, and 5 in the order coming up. Rodolfo Nolasco, Jace Bowen, Jacob Gonzalez. A lot of heavy metal from the heart of the order coming up here in the bottom of the ninth against right-hander Kevin Milam. Here comes the windup by the right-hander and the pitch. Nolasco takes low and outside, ball one. Marauders entered the top of the ninth inning with a 5-2 lead in hand. They were not able to hold it. Tarpons rallied for 3 runs on 2 hits. And a walk, as well as an error. Here comes the 1-0 to Nolasco, swinging a bouncing ball to short. Vargas charges it, loves it cleanly, has time, throws to first, in plenty of time, one away. Here comes Jace Bowen, who's 2-for-4. One run will do it for the Marauders here in the ninth inning. Milam into his windup. And the pitch to Bowen. Low and outside. Milam working from the third base end of the rubber. Deals the 1-0. Bowen swings through a slider. Strike one. Here's the 1-1 from the right-hander. Bowen swings big at a breaking ball and misses. Strike two. Bowen trying to put something into play here in the bottom of the ninth with one out, bases empty. The pitch from Milam. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three. Kevin Milam so far here in the ninth answering the call for the Tarpons. Trying to keep the Marauders off the board and give the visitors a shot in extra innings potentially. Jacob Gonzalez, the Marauders' last hope before we go to extra innings this afternoon. Third baseman Cabrera guarding the line at the hot corner, playing very deep. Here's the motion, and the toss to Gonzalez. A swing and a pop-up first base side. Garcia shading his eyes from the sun, really fighting that sun. He loses it! The ball drops in fair territory, and Gonzalez reaches second base, standing up. Anthony Garcia had his sunglasses on and was looking straight up into the afternoon sky and couldn't see it. Well, the second baseman Santos was also trying to find it. He couldn't see it either. Now Jacob Gonzalez lifted for a pinch runner. Luke Brown is out there at second base to run for the Marauders, representing the winning run. Here's Juan Jerez, who gave the Marauders a go-ahead RBI double in the eighth inning. He'll look to deliver a clutch hit here in the ninth. Time called. Tarpons pitching coach Grayson Crawford is out to the mound. Now this really becomes a chess match. Two-out bloop double down the right field line by Jacob Gonzalez puts the potential winning run on second base for Bradenton. So now pitcher, catcher, and pitching coach going to talk things over. Tough at bat. Deliver that RBI double to the wall in right center his last time up. That broke the 2-2 tie en route to a Marauders 3-run eighth inning. They took that 5-2 lead to the ninth inning. It didn't hold up as the Tarpons rallied back to tie it. But here in the bottom of the ninth, a simple hit to the outfield by Jerez could score that winning run. Luke Brown last Sunday afternoon walked it off with an RBI single. Here, he represents the winning run himself on second base. Here is Juan Jerez, the set by Milam, and the pitch. Swinging a fly ball out to right center field. Santos charging in. This is trouble, but the right fielder drops it! Mejia drops it! And Luke Brown scores, and the Marauders win it! A walk-off winner for the Marauders here on Mother's Day! 6-5, the final score in the bottom of the ninth inning. Alan Mejia, the right fielder, had the ball clank off the heel of his glove. It would have been the final out of the ninth inning, but the Marauders win it on the walk-off error. Well, not the most conventional of finishes here at Lecom Park today, but the Marauders will take it. They've won back-to-back games to wrap up the weekend, and a fine finish to the 12-game homestand. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll dissect this one for you. And we hope you'll stick with us for the Marauders postgame show coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back in 1985, today LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Lecom Park for the Marauders post-game show. Spencer Smith back with you on this bright sunny Mother's Day, where we had a bit of a funky finish. A walk-off error on a drop fly ball in right field by Tarpons right fielder Alan Mejia. The Marauders walk off and win it 6-5. In the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's how today went. Neither team scored after two innings, but the Tarpons gained the upper hand in the third inning. Ryan Fersalinas reached first base on a fielder's choice, later scored from third on a wild pitch by Yoelvis Del Rosario. The Marauders in the bottom of the fourth inning tied the score on an RBI single to right center by Jacob Goldfarb. Score stood at 1-1 for a brief moment. Top of the fifth, though, Tarpons struck right back. A one-out solo homer to right field by Ryan Fersalinas gave the Tarpons their second run of the afternoon. The Marauders, though, like clockwork, struck right back in the bottom of the sixth inning, tying the game again, loading the bases and getting a Mike Jarvis bases-loaded walk, notching the score at 2-2. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Marauders got back to work and took their first lead of the day. They plated three runs on four hits in that bottom of the eighth inning. RBI double by Juan Jerez, RBI single by Mike Jarvis, and a run-scoring fielder's choice grounder by Randy Romero, giving the Marauders a 5-2 lead. The Marauders stealing a bunch of bases in that eighth inning, by the way, and they finish with a total of eight steals today. That ties a franchise record, in fact, set 1 year ago today here at Lecom Park against Fort Myers. In the top of the ninth inning, things came unglued for right-hander Johan Montero. Leadoff double by Jason Dominguez, an Anthony Garcia walk, a Madison Santos single. The ball rolled past the right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco and allowed a couple of runs to score on the play. Madison Santos then scored on a fielder's choice grounder by Alan Mejia, tying the score. Montero, though, recovered to get the next two batters out and strand the potential go-ahead run on second base. The Marauders in the bottom of the ninth got a bloop double down the right field line by Jacob Gonzalez and Juan Jerez. A fly ball to right field dropped by Alan Mejia, scoring Luke Brown, and the Marauders celebrated near first base. A walk-off win for the second consecutive Sunday, 6-5, the final score. Here's a look at the happy totals today in the series finale. For the Tarpons, 5 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. The victorious Marauders, 6 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors, and 10 men left on base. Winning pitcher in relief is Johan Montero. He is 1-0. The loss goes to Kevin Milam. He drops to 3-2 on the season. Time of game, 2 hours and 39 minutes in front of a Mother's Day crowd of 619.
here at Lecompte Park. It was 84 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. With their loss, the Tarpons drop back to the 500 mark. They are 13-13 on the season now. And the Marauders, with their win, back up to three games over 500. They improved to 15-12. We will step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecompte Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecompte Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith rejoining you from Lecompte Park. It is time to name our Marauders player of the game. And today those honors go to Mike Jarvis. A couple of hits for Jarvis today, as well as a couple of steals. Jarvis really a spark plug in today's walk-off win. He worked an RBI walk, a bases loaded walk in the sixth inning that tied the score at 2-2, and also came up with an RBI single in the eighth inning, part of that three-run Marauders rally. And together with his couple of stolen bases, Jarvis, an all-in-all outstanding day at the plate, leading the Marauders in this game with two runs batted in. Mike Jarvis is today's Marauders player of the game. Well, that's it for this 12-game homestand. A long one, and it was great seeing all you fans here at Lecompte Park throughout those 12 games on this huge homestand in Bradenton, but now it's time for the Marauders to hit the road for back-to-back series. They'll be playing at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Now it's on the east coast of Florida, and they'll be taking on the Jupiter Hammerhead starting on Tuesday. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m., for that series opener against the Hammerheads, the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Once again, the Marauders today with a 6-5 walk-off win on a walk-off error, a dropped fly ball in right field. Marauders win back-to-back games to wrap up this weekend. A fun one here at Lecompte Park. We'll talk to you again soon, and we wish you once again a happy Mother's Day to all the moms listening and watching today. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good afternoon from Lecompte Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.